Hello， 大家好 ，Welcome to today's
Every
Moment.
I'm
Jason.
How to show love? It was mom who held the family together.
Day and night, listen to your favorite, just my every moment.
Hello everyone, this is Alicia. How is your new year? I just got really bad news that my assignment for this semester is to write a poem. Did you ever try to write a poem of your own? Or you didn't even dare because you don't know where to start? So my purpose here today is to help you to write a poem of your own. The article for today is called How to Write a Rotten Poem with Almost No Effort, written by Richard Howey. So you want to write a poem? You've had a rotten day or in something sort, or a car accident, or a school little love affair and you want to record it for all time. You want to organize these emotions that are pondering through your veins. You have something to communicate with via a poem, but you don't know where to start. This, of course, is a problem with poetry. Most people find it difficult to write a poem, so they don't even try. What's worse, they don't bother reading any poems either. Poetry has become an almost totally foreign art form to many of us. As a result, serious poets either staff or work as account executives, there is no middle ground. No people who write their own verses and seek out further inspiration from other bards. Fortunately, there is a solution for this problem. As there are four all imponderables, the answer is to make it easy for everyone to write at least one poem in his life. Once a person has written a poem, of whatever quality, you will feel comradeship with fellow poets and hopefully read their works. Ideally, there will be a fourth affordable society of poet citizens, which would evaluate the quality of life worldwide. Not only that, good poets can make a living for a change. So, to begin, have your paper ready.You must first understand that the poem you write here will not be brilliant. It won't even be mediocre, but it will be better than 50% of all song lyrics, and at least equal to one of Rod McQueen's best efforts. You'll be instructed how to write a four-line poem, but the basic structure can be repeated as well to create works of epic length.The first line of your poem should start and end with these words, in the of my mind. The middle word of this line is optional. Any word will do. It would be best not to use a word that just has been overdone, such as windmills or gardens or playground. Just think of as many nouns as you can and see what fits best. The rule of thumb is to pick a noun that seems totally out of context, such as filing cabinet or radiator, a parking lot. Just remember, the more unusual the noun, the more profound the image. The second line should use two or more of the human senses in conflicting manner. As per the famous, listen to the womb.This is a sure way to conjure up poetic feeling and atmosphere. Since there are five different senses, the possibilities are endless. A couple that come to mind are see the noise and touch the sound. If more complexity is desired, other senses can be added, as in taste the color of my hearing. Or I cuddle your side in aroma of the night. Rhyming, of course, is optional. The third line should be just a simple statement. This is used to break up the insightful images that have been presented in the first two lines This line should be as prosaic as possible to give a down-to-earth mood to the poem. An example would be, "She gave me juice and toast that morning." Or perhaps, "I left for work next day on a 10:30 bus." The content of this line may or may not relate to what has gone before. The last line of your poem should deal with the future in some way. This gives the poem a forward thrust that is always helpful. A possibility might be, "Tomorrow will be a better day," or "I will find someone sometime." Or maybe we will meet again in July. This future-oriented ending lives an aura of hope and yet not needed be grossly optimistic. But following the above structure, anyone can write a poem. For example, if I select one each of my simple lines, I come up with, "In a parking lot of my mind, I cuddled your side in a rumor of the night. I left for work next day on a 10:30 bus. Maybe we will meet again in July." Now the poem, like yours, when you're finished, is rotten. But at least it's a poem, and you've written it, which is an accomplishment that relatively few people can acclaim. Now that you're a poet, feel free to read poetry by some of your more accomplished brothers and sisters in verse. Chances are, you will find their offering stimulating or refreshing. You might even try writing some more of your own poems. Now you've broken the ice, observe others' emotions and experience of your own. That's what poetry is all about. Incidentally, if you find it impossible to sell the poem you write to Bobby Goldenbrough or John Denver, burn it. It will look terrible as the first page of your anthology when it's published. Hey.
I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey.